precinct 455. 455.
Father, we thank you that you have called us your children. You have called us your own. That you have given us this spirit of adoption by which we're able to cry, Abba, Father.
Precious.
Father, I pray, Lord, you would give us that identity this morning, a renewed sense of who we are in you, Jesus. That we are sons and daughters, Lord. There is no condemnation, Lord Jesus, for those who are now in you. So I pray, Lord God, that there would just be a victorious mindset this morning in us through your Spirit, that we would walk, Lord Jesus, as children of the light, Lord God. You have transferred us from the domain of darkness into your glorious kingdom. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be experiencing that more and more as we walk closer with you.
Yes.
We thank you for your redemption, your love, your blood, Lord God, that has covered us, that has changed us and is transforming us, and even today has power to break sin and break chains, Lord Jesus. Would you meet us, Lord God, throughout this day as we work, as we play, as we hear your word, Lord God, as we worship, Lord Jesus. Let us know your presence and your nearness.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus.
I have a song I love to sing since I have been redeemed. Of my Redeemer, Savior, King, since I have been
here at Pilgrim Camp, and it was about this missionary himself, and he had a young boy join him on the staff, and this young fella, as a teenager, confided in him that he has difficulty with his thought life, and the missionary wisely didn't say too much of at the time, but instead through an object lesson got a point across, and he said he gave him a basket, a woven basket, and it was all full of schmutz, dirt, mud. And he told the boy to go to the river and fill it up with water and bring it back. And by the time the boy came back, the water had, of course, left the basket, dripped out of the basket. He said, go do it again. And he filled that basket again with water. By the time he came back, it was, again, empty, except for that schmutz. But there was less and less dirt every time you filled that basket. After going back six or seven times, that basket was totally clean. Mm-hmm. And he likened that to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. How, as we get into the Word of God, our minds are purified. Just by reading the Word, just by imbibing in the Word of God, there's power in the Word of God. And oh, how we need that Word. As Diana said, before you go to bed at night, it's good to read a verse. Have a little devotional by your bed so the last thing you see is the Word of God. Know how we need that Word, as I said. It purifies us. It cleanses us. It brings us into the heart of God. It makes us one with Him. He is the Word. And I'm so thankful for the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Could we sing song number 93 in the white book?